All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Welcome back, sailors. Jonas Squidley here with part 5 of Armadillo Amigos. And we have an exciting story for y'all today. Remember, Juan Carlos has already warned Guillermo about his silly armadillos. There's missing armadillos, and the evidence is mounting up against them. Tomorrow, it will be too late, but today, we'll bring even more mysterious evidence. Will it be good or bad? Stay close and listen in today for part 5 of Armadillo Amigos!
Guillermo, I must talk with you.
Buenos dias, Diego. I'm sorry. We were up all last night guarding the armadillos. Come, meet my friend Patch, Capitan of the Jolly Roger.
This is not a social call.
Breakfast is ready, everyone. Paco's tacos on the table.
Will you join us for breakfast? Tacos, of course.
I'm afraid I have not come with good news, Guillermo.
I was afraid of that. More damaged crops?
Yes. Many more holes were found on Juan Carlos' property this morning. And last night, your silly armadillos just about destroyed my ranch, too.
Oh, no.
See, your time has run out. And the ranchers are demanding action.
But we were up all night watching the armadillos, Diego. We didn't see any of them leave the ranch.
Senor, for your information, armadillos dig tunnels in the ground where you cannot see them. Guillermo, tomorrow morning, the policia will arrive to confiscate your ranch.
No, Diego, they cannot do that. My armadillo amigos are innocent.
My offer is still good, amigo. But this is your last chance. If you're smart, you'll take it.
What do you think, Capitan?
I'm just not sure, Guillermo.
Will you sell your ranch to me?
The answer is no, Diego.
Then you're a bigger fool than I thought. Buenos dias.
Capitan Patch, what can I do? I never thought it would come to this.
I think we should visit your neighbor, Juan Carlos, and take a look at those holes.
Papa!
See?
Rico and Chico are missing.
What? Oh no!
I've looked everywhere for them. They disappeared last night while we were guarding the others. I just thought they went off by themselves, but this morning they're still missing.
Have you asked the other armadillos? Gordo, Bola, Lola?
I haven't seen anything. I've been in the kitchen.
I have not seen anyone in here.
Ed, we have not seen them since last night. Do you think something could have happened to them? Oh no! Oh.
Maybe Rico and Chico aren't rehabilitated after all.
What do you think, Guillermo?
Papa, you don't believe that Rico and Chico would betray us?
No, not on purpose.
It doesn't look good, my friend.
Good or bad, we need to find them.
Maybe Sissy can spy them out.
Good idea. Sissy, take to the skies and see what you can spot.
Aye, aye. I wonder where those missing silly dillos could be.
Juan Carlos, we're looking for Rico and Chico. Have you seen them?
Only their dirty work. You ought to see my field down by the river. It is full of holes.
Do you mind if we take a look at the damage?
Look around all you like. No matter. By tomorrow, all your armadillos will be gone anyway.
Have you or your men actually seen any armadillos on your land?
Do we need to? We have brains as well as eyes.
I am sorry about the damage, Juan Carlos, but my armadillos would never do this.
I wish you and your daughter no ill. But when it comes to armadillos, all of us ranchers are agreed. Armadillos are pests, not amigos. Now don't be a fool. You're going to lose everything if you don't give up this silly idea.
But if you just listen...
No, no more talk. Diego told me he thinks you are loco, crazy. Adios, muchachos.
Well, I don't think there is anything more we can do here.
We should get back to the ranch. Maybe Sissy has spotted Rico and Chico.
See, let's go home.
Captain Patch! Ahoy!
Ahoy, Sissy! Any sign of our armored friends?
Not even a stale trail!
Did you fly over Diego's ranch?
I sure did, but there was no sign of Rico and Chico there.
Was Diego's ranch full of holes too?
No, Princess. I didn't see any damage at all. But as soon as I flew over Juan Carlos' ranch, there were holes everywhere.
That's strange. Diego said that he had all kinds of damage.
Then, when I flew back here to Guillermo's ranch, I saw something shiny hidden in the bushes down by the river. I don't know what it is, but I thought you and Guillermo might want to take a peeksy-weeksy.
This mystery just keeps getting deeper.
If Normo Dio knows anything at all, he says sometimes you have to dig a little deeper.
Then we'll dig a little deeper. Sissy, lead the way.
Aye, aye.
It's pretty well hidden, all right. Whoever hid it probably didn't expect anyone to be looking from the air. Well done, Sissy.
What is it?
It's a post hole digger. I knew it.
Shiver me timbers. What's a post hole digger?
It's a tool to dig holes for fence posts.
Holes like the ones on Juan Carlos' land.
And that's Juan Carlos' house right over there on the other side of the fence.
So someone's framing the armadillos.
Framing us?
Why would anyone want to frame us?
Lola.
What?
Because they don't like me. They think I'm too fat.
Oh, Gordo, don't be silly. You're perfect. Just the way God made you.
That's right.
Would Juan Carlos really destroy his own crops to stir up others against you?
No, I cannot believe he would. He's a businessman. He would never damage his own property. At least, I don't think he would.
But why would some sneaky sneak hide the post hole digger on your property?
Because if it was left anywhere on Juan Carlos' land, his men would have found it.
Or perhaps the culprit lives on your land.
Paco?
We do need to explore all the possibilities.
Not Paco!
What should we do? Confront him at dinner over tacos?
No, time is running out. We've got to find solid evidence now. Unless I miss my guess, whoever hid the post hole digger here will be back to get it about the time the sun goes down. If we hide here by the riverbank in these bushes, we'll probably get some answers real soon.
We must catch him tonight. The policia will be here in the morning to take everything.
Well then, we'll need all the help we can get. Gordo, Bola, Lola, are you in?
We'll strike tonight.
I am too. It won't be too scary, will it? You know, I don't do well with scary. I don't do well with scary.
You'll squish him like a bug.
We'll trap him like a bilge rat.
Let's keep digga digga diggy.
Whoever's been causing all this trouble has forgotten about the verse. Be sure your sin will find you out.
So, hard evidence. A post hole digger has been discovered by the captain's crew, and the guilty party will probably show up tonight. Oh, mates, me heart is a-pounding away in anticipation for the capture of the culprit, who's been a conniving against the Armadillo Amigo Ranch. And remember, be sure your sin will find you out, as the good book, God's Word, proclaims. Now, here's Christiane with more good news.
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some exciting news for every sailor. The Armadillo Amigo CD is now also available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This character building adventure has the theme, Be a Blessing, Not a Pest, and is a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. Armadillo Amigos is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure with a cast of unique characters and a storyline that teaches important godly character traits. Have mom or dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and just click on purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts with real audio, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org, or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our adventure recordings and music. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we are committed to reaching families with the finest Christ-honoring music and messages. That's 800-GO-PATCH or on the World Wide Web, patchthepirate.org. Call or visit us today.
You'll find all the answers for everything you say and do.
You've got to dot every I. You've got to cross every T.
Excellent.
Follow God's instruction, the B-I-B-L-E. Follow it completely, it's everything you need to succeed. Follow God's instruction, the B-I-B-L-E.
Well, mates, it's been a blessing to have you aboard, and we're praying that these godly character lessons and songs will help you grow strong in the Lord. This be Uncle Jonas Squidley, sailing away until next time on the Adventures of Patch the Pirate. So long, mateys!